the sheriff down there in, wait a minute now, what is that town? Whatever. It's water, round water. And he and Brother Kingman were very close buddies. One I was an SAE, the other was a KA. Jardine was KA, great big old tall countryman. Brother was a rich man's son from Macon. But a typical rich man's son, his mother was an alcoholic, his father was an alcoholic, finally killed himself, but very wealthy. And Brother was mama hungry, you might say. Well, Charlie Dean just, I mean, harem, scarem, whichever way the wind went, that was all right with Charlie Dean. But those two boys formed a friendship that Campus Inn, and they're still friends. But Charlie ran for sheriff and got defeated. Now, Sandra sees him, because she's got one of her AD Pie friends that live down there. You remember him and Brother talk about Monkey. Mm-hmm. Well, Monkey's quite wealthy. Married this quite wealthy man. And Sandra and Scott go down there to see him quite often. But that was at Campus Inn. That's when I first came to FSU. Oh. Now, Gerald.
Oh, no.
See what you did?
Oh,
see
no.
What you did, Miss Juanita?
Oh,
dear. Without a doubt.
There are ghosts in your house.
Y'all not living right around here.
Oh, I'm glad it didn't break you.
But don't put it up again.
I've been reading stories about this amateur Bill Harper. Have you read that?
Oh, that's no. It's the latest fad.
No.
It was on the Waltons even.
Well, it was? The Poltergeist, ghost movie? Yeah. Oh, no.
I think we can attribute this to natural causes like Miss Juanita talking.
That's it.
Did you hear that?
That's what did it.
He's trying to say a lot of hot air. Is that what he's insinuating?
That's what he's thinking. He wants to corral that hot air and make a book out of it.
I'll make $1 million. Mm-hmm.
But, Gerald, I really think it's too bad and too late. They've already come out with Animal House.
No,
but this is
no.
different. You and I have to have something to retire on.
Now, wait a minute. I'm
got
a contributor here. Don't forget me.
You are the audience.
No, I'm the prompter.
She's
mm-hmm.
the
prompter.
One that makes you remember all that
Thank
stuff.
You, Ann Alma. I appreciate it.
We'll dedicate the book to you.
Oh, gee, thanks, Ron.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to dedicate it to them.
Now, you remember we were Henson, Florida last night? You know, I told you, that reminded me of Alec Henson. Told you all about him. He was a hoot.
Well, he now is a very eminent lawyer in Quincy, Florida. You know, college boys... Like, I've got a boy right now in Tallahassee, Florida, that was one of my ATO boys. He was brought up in South America. I think maybe, I'm not sure about this, but I think maybe his parents were army people. So, he is now the new Attorney General of the state of Florida. That was one of my ATO boys. If somebody had told me that Gene Lewis, who would get drunk and come over there and play that cotton picking electric guitar in the middle of the night and disturbed me out of my mind was ever going to amount to anything, I'd have said, you're crazy, he's going to end up in jail. And some of the things he did, you wouldn't believe that I got him out of. Like breaking in the chemistry department and getting the test and getting caught at it.
He got caught?
He's now a very eminent lawyer in Tallahassee, Florida.
I think maybe we could use this for blackmail.
Did he go straight or did he just get better at it?
He went straight. These are all college boy pranks that it just amazes me that these boys that I knew back then and thought, God, what in the world will you ever amount to? FSU did not have one thing as far as I could see. Because my mind runs toward professional things. But I just couldn't see a thing that FSU had to offer a boy. It was so newly a girls' school, you know? And boys hadn't been here but, we'd say, around 10 years. And it was essentially a girls' school, and the sororities were well-founded, well-looked after, and all right financially. The little old fraternities, they just didn't have any alums to overlook them. They did have to have house mothers. The university then forced them to have house mothers. Now they do not.
When was this?